It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the interface here at IYFWrestling.com. Joey LaRocque joining you once again. Wow, what an incredible year that we had in 2014. I mean, I got a simple question with a yes answer. Was 2014 the most amazing year for IYFW in recent history? As I just said, answer is yes. I mean, so much action going on, so many twists and turns, so much drama, so much great matches happening this year, so many ups and downs, and all the great special guests we've had here this year. I don't even know where to begin. Right now to talk about this year in review edition of the interface, even though it's my favorite one of the year, I think the best way to start would be, let's talk about the title situation in IYFW. First of all, the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. And that title has been securely around the waist of one man throughout the entire year. Of course, I am speaking of the Pillar, Roman Dominguez. Now, Roman Dominguez won that title from the mighty Franz Roddy at the anniversary show of 2013 by beating him, or more specifically, knocking him out for the title. Roman Dominguez would go on to have some great title defenses against the likes of the Northern Stud, Liam McFerrin, Elite Terrell, but it would all culminate at the anniversary show of 2014, Season 8, Settled in Steel, when he would take on the franchise Shane Douglas. And on this night, after two grievances, those brutal kicks to the side of Shane Douglas's head, and then locking him in the Sofoco submission, Shane Douglas was non-responsive, and the referee stopped the match, awarding the match and the victory to Roman Dominguez. Well, as if this man's ego wasn't big enough already, it has been inflated beyond comprehension now. And now he has gone out to say he would challenge anyone, and we've seen the video here at this website of who will be the next man to challenge him for the title, and lo and behold, it would be the IYFW icon himself, Drake Evans. He and Roman are on a collision course January 17th, full speed ahead at the DACC for the IYFW Championship. Now let's talk about the tag team title situation in IYFW. The belt started around the waist in control from the Savage Wolves. Two men, you gotta say, was the most dominant tag team in 2013, would round out the year trying to get rid of Northern Fury, get them off their radar. They thought they would be done with those two, but we would see two more matches between these teams in IYFW. The match at Cold Snap in January, and ultimately M3, Memories, Moments of Mayhem, where Northern Fury would finally beat the Savage Wolves and claim the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Championships. Northern Fury would go on to have some more great matches this year, but it would come to August 9th, VIP Victory Influences position, and these men would take on the Knockout Gang, members of Blood Money, along with Ricky Williams in their corner. Well, as an equalizer, Vigo and Sergeant Fury went to one man, Len Oddity, to be in their corner. Now, Len Oddity had stated that he was starting to get a little bit of cabin fever ever since breaking his foot in May at show number 42 when he took on the Wolf CJ Scott. Len Oddity had not been able to wrestle, and this is a major part of his income. Not being able to take care of his family has really been getting to Len. Northern Fury asked him to be in their corner to watch Ricky Williams. Well, Len Oddity was watching, all right. He was watching for an opportunity to stab Northern Fury in the back. He did that, and the Knockout Gang would claim the tag team championships that night. Now, what's really, really interesting is that we've heard from Len Oddity about this. But ever since this took place, we've seen a different side of Len Oddity. We don't know if it's this medication he is now taking that has completely changed his persona. We're not understanding of this. Northern Fury, of course, was aghast when this betrayal happened back in August, but they would have to go through another betrayal in November at the anniversary show, when Sergeant Fury's old military friend, Ronnie Ribbs, showed that he was now aligned with Len Oddity, and Liam McFerrin would also stab Vigo in the back, also at the behest of Len Oddity. So Len has gotten to Ronnie Ribbs and Liam McFerrin, and they now follow the lead of Tattooed Ugly himself. Well, ever since that is taking place, something very, very scary has happened, folks. Northern Fury has gone silent. We have not heard a word from these guys. They're usually so outspoken. They never hold back talking about what they're feeling in IYFW, their states right now. They have not said a word. Not one interview, not one message, not nothing about Len Oddity, Liam McFerrin, or Ronnie Ribbs. What will happen now? What will happen January 17th between these five men? Are they on a collision course at full speed ahead? But getting back to the actual tag team championships, of course, now they are in possession from Blood Money, the Knockout Gang, Jamar Justice and Gabriel Soul. They would defeat Northern Fury that night in November. They would have a great title defense against the Rochester Wrecking Crew, but they would take kind of the cheap way out, getting disqualified to keep the titles, and now January 17th, full speed ahead, they are set to take on Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket. And this has a weird turn to it, because the Rickety Rocket at the VIP event would win the Right to Fight contract, which gives them the opportunity to challenge for any title in IYFW. Well, Ian Daniels would confiscate the contract, lose it supposedly, and then all of a sudden regain the contract and invoke it on behalf of the Rocket to go after the Tag Team Championships in January. How this happened, I have no clue. I mean, I'm not privy to the business things going on behind the scenes. Really, I'm not. But Ian Daniels invoking the contract on behalf of the Rickety Rocket to get a Tag Team title shot in January, I just don't see how that happens. But it's happened. It's going to happen January 17th. Team RPG facing the Knockout Gang for the Tag Team titles, the titles that Team RPG once held. But we're also seeing this kind of disconnect between the Rickety Rocket and Ian Daniels. I mean, what's going on with these guys now? Seems to be some more chicanery going on. We don't know what Ian Daniels' mentality is like. The Rickety Rocket is looking frustrated. All we can say is that the Knockout Gang are focused. They are not on any other path except destruction. They know that they're going to go in there January 17th to defend the Tag Team Championships of In Your Face Wrestling, and they plan to walk out with those belts. So Team RPG better get their game plan together. Now let's talk about the New Breed Championship. This title took a lot of turns in IYFW in 2014. First of all, it started out around the waist of Jamar Justice, current Tag Team Champion. He would defeat Liam McFerrin at the 2013 anniversary show, Season 7 Exit Wounds, and start to display this new attitude, this new selfish, egocentric attitude. And he would take on the Shaft, Bobby Ocean, in the main event of January show Cold Snap, and Bobby Ocean would claim the New Breed title that evening. Bobby Ocean would go on to defend that title against Mr. Canada Ricky Williams in May at show number 42, and thanks to some nefarious actions, Ricky Williams would claim the New Breed title again for Blood Money. And that would all lead up to the anniversary show when Ricky Williams would take on Elite Terrell. You gotta say probably the breakout star of 2014. This young man would get a big opportunity in June. He would win the Coronation Cup tournament, which gave him the chance to challenge Roman Dominguez for the IYFW title in August. He came very close. In fact, he pinned the champion right there in the middle of the ring, but because of a technicality, the champion's foot was on the rope. When the three count went down, the referee had to restart the match, but for all intents and purposes, Elite Terrell could have very well been the In Your Face Wrestling champion that night. Unfortunately, Roman Dominguez would still walk out with the title for Elite Terrell, but Elite would get the opportunity to challenge for the New Breed title on November 15th, and he would defeat Ricky Williams to win the New Breed Championship. So congratulations to Elite Terrell on his big victories here in 2014. Other things to talk about with 2014, we've seen an influx of a lot of new faces coming into In Your Face Wrestling this year. We've seen great competitors like Dewey Murray, Maximo Suave, Eric Eminent, the Rochester Wrecking Crew. We've seen students coming out of the IYFW Academy, like Mr. Must-See himself, Tyler Vincent. Lance Madewell, the wild card, has been making a name for himself. So we're definitely looking forward to see how all these men make out in IYFW in this new year. And of course, we got to talk about the special guest that we have had in IYFW this year, talking about gentlemen like Kenny Dykstra from the Spirit Squad, who competed at M3 against Mr. Canada Ricky Williams. Great young competitor who had a lot to talk about behind the scenes. Anybody who was willing to listen was listening. A great young man, and we definitely look forward to having him back in IYFW. And then, of course, how about having not one, not two, not three, but four ECW World Heavyweight Champions on our roster passing through our doors in 2014. I'm talking about Justin Credible, Rhino, Tommy Dreamer, and the franchise Shane Douglas. All these men, fantastic individuals, all welcome additions to the locker room. And again, just like Kenny Dykstra, we're all very willing to lend some experience and some knowledge to anybody who would open up their ears and listen. They were very open to suggestion. They were very open to sharing that knowledge, as I said, proactively watching other wrestlers' matches, critiquing them, giving them some advice. And all these men expressed an extreme interest, if I dare to use that word, in coming back to In Your Face Wrestling in the future. So we want to thank all those gentlemen for coming to IYFW and sharing their knowledge and expressing their respect and their adoration for the fans of this company. And you know, there's so many other things we could talk about from 2014. How about Hungry Jack making an appearance at the anniversary show? These guys, the craziest band in the Capital Region, rocked it rented out that night. Thank you to those gentlemen for coming out. And so many other things we could talk about. The towns we've been to, Ballston Spa, New York, Saratoga, New York, Delancey, New York, all these areas getting to experience In Your Face Wrestling. But the big story for 2014 has to be the situation, the blood feud, the vendetta that we bared witness to between the legendary Chip Stetson and the IYFW icon Drake Evans. It would be at the Coronation Cup 2013 in September of that year. Chip Stetson, longtime friend and mentor to Drake Evans, would stab him in the back, would turn on him. Drake Evans, before he could get any kind of revenge on Chip Stetson, would suffer that horrible car accident in the latter half of the year, forcing him to be on the sidelines for 9 months, including in that time getting neck fusion surgery in January. Chip Stetson would just ride Drake Evans. He would antagonize him constantly about he would never be able to wrestle again. Anyone that Drake Evans would try to put in the ring with Chip Stetson would fall to the hands of the legendary one. Chip Stetson constantly riding Drake Evans until the surprise would happen that on June of 2014, the Coronation Cup, Drake Evans would return to action as a surprise tag team partner that night for Liam McFerrin against the Knockout Gang, but nobody was more surprised than Chip Stetson. The look on his face told the story, the pure shock of seeing the icon back in IYFW. These men would face off in tag action at the VIP event in August. Chip Stetson would do everything he could to stay away. He would steal the victory for his team using a cowbell on Liam McFerrin, but that would all lead to the big one, the main event of the anniversary show, to be settled in steel. Icon versus legend, Drake Evans versus Chip Stetson. Former Minister of Wrestling Operations Max Burton assigned as the special guest referee. This match was intense, it was bloody, it was brutal, and it finally was settled. Drake Evans would get the win over Chip Stetson. And after the match, Drake Evans would express his newfound respect for Chip Stetson, and Chip Stetson would return the sentiment in kind to Drake Evans. Has the hatchet finally been buried between these two men? Do you think they're going to be able to rekindle that old friendship and start rebuilding the bridge between them? Well, we don't know all about that, but we do know that on January 17th, at the Duanesburg Area Community Center, Duanesburg, New York, Delancey, New York, the hometown of one Chip Stetson, the legend is going to be making a very special announcement concerning his future in IYFW. We can only speculate right now on what this is going to be about, but hey, Chip Stetson is an 18-year veteran of the Ring Wars. Who knows what he is going to tell us all January 17th. Well, you know, there's probably a lot of other stuff I'm forgetting about 2014, folks, but it's impossible for me to encapsulate it all right here for you on the interface. So go check out all the great events from IYFW in 2014. Go to the merchandise section, pick up these great shows, Cold Snap from January, the Memories Moments of Mayhem show from March, show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything from May, the Coronation Cup 2014 from June. You can see the Backstretch show from August right here on this website. Of course, the Victory Influences Position show from August 9th, and the Anniversary show, Season 8, Settled in Steel, all available through the merchandise section of this website. Check those shows out to see what you've been missing and see why you got to be there live to experience IYFW. So 2014, we thank you for all the great memories, but now we must look to the future. The future is January 17th, full speed ahead, and March 14th, M3 2015, Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Matches are starting to be negotiated for this one. Contracts are being signed, but we know right now about January 17th. Three matches have been made official, actually four matches, excuse me. Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket challenge the Knockout Gang for the tag team titles. Elite Terrell takes on the man he won the New Breed title from in November, Mr. Canada Ricky Williams, and the main event that night, Drake Evans will challenge Roman Dominguez for the IYFW Championship, plus CJ Scott and Franz Roddy will face off once again. There's another feud that developed throughout 2014, these two men having the most competitive feud in IYFW. It's been about one-upsmanship. It's about who the better man is between these two. Will finally, January 17th, we see it all settled between these two competitors, one more match between the Mighty One and the Wolf. So those matches taking place, a lot of other stuff is going to be happening too. Keep checking this website, iywifewrestling.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter to find out all about these things going on. And hey, you can join the special mailing list and you can get special inside information about IYFW before it goes public. So definitely join up the mailing list. So much more stuff we could talk about, folks, but my time is running short here. So all I can say is I hope you had a very happy, healthy holiday season. We wish you a very prosperous new year. And to all the great fans, the great fans from the Ballston Spa, New York area, Saratoga, New York, Duanesburg, Amsterdam, DeLancey, and all the areas around there, we sincerely thank you so much for your continued support in making In Your Face Wrestling the premier wrestling promotion in the capital region. So thank you all very, very much. Check the merchandise section for tickets about the January 17th and the March 14th shows. You don't want to miss out on these events. Thank you so much once again. For IYWrestling.com and The Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.